The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, I have an exciting announcement to make. Yeah, registration is now open. Like today, like an hour ago, it opened up. For our 20th annual Pastor Appreciation Breakfast. Our 20th. Can't believe this. Our 20th annual Pastor Appreciation Breakfast is coming up on May 12th, the morning of May 12th. And are you ready for this? Our keynote speaker is Ken Ham. Answers in Genesis, Creation Museum, the Ark Adventure, Ken Ham. Yes, Ken Ham will be our keynote speaker on May 12th. And in addition to that, special guest, Jim Tressel. Coach Jim Tressel is going to be our special guest that morning as well. Talk about a 1-2 punch. We are just so excited to have Ken Ham. He is one busy fella. He is not easy to schedule, but he will be our keynote speaker. And Jim Tressel is almost impossible to schedule. He is the president of a university. He is in great demand as a speaker. Of course, his legend lives on here at the Ohio State University as the football coach. He will be sharing with us that morning as well. Now, there's a very good possibility this thing is going to fill up. So please, 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 right now, contact the ministerial leadership of your church. You're a senior pastor, your lead pastor, associate pastor, and no, they do not have to be full-time. In fact, we love bivocational pastors. We love them. And we love to include them in the morning. It is May 12th. Registration is up right now at thewordcolumbus.com. Thewordcolumbus.com. So youth pastor, visitation pastor, music pastor. Did I say youth? And once again, they do not have to be full-time paid staff. No, they don't. The entire ministerial staff of your church are invited to register at thewordcolumbus.com right now. Thewordcolumbus.com. Just look for the Pastor Appreciation Breakfast tab. If you don't see it, hit the refresh button. It's possible that the last time you visited our website will be the front page that was there last. So just hit refresh, and you will not be able to miss it. It's right next to where you register for the Weekend Remember giveaway. I mentioned that earlier. And by the way, I would get in on that as well. That's coming up April 3rd through the 5th. From the folks at Family Life Today, the Weekend Remember giveaway, the grand prize is all of your hotel expenses and the registration. That's a considerable amount of money. And that will be the grand prize. And all you have to do is go to thewordcolumbus.com, look for the Weekend Remember giveaway tab, and register. But folks, please, 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 your pastor does not want to miss this morning. We began 20 years ago in the Fellowship Hall of Dublin Baptist Church. I think we had 61 people there total. That was everybody. And John Phillips, who has been in heaven now for a few years, probably the most prolific Bible commentary writer of the last two generations, John Phillips, was our speaker. And, oh, my goodness, I'll never forget that morning, the first pastor appreciation breakfast. Many of the pastors who came, and again, total, all of our staff, everybody, there were 61 people there total. And I was in the back, and as Dr. John Phillips began to expound the Word of God, and I'm not making this up and I'm not exaggerating, I could hear audible gasps, and I could see jaws dropping as he began to share God's Word. I'm telling you the truth. I could hear pastors audibly gasp as they heard him teach. Well, that was the beginning. Since then, we have had most of the best-known preachers in America in the last 20 years. And we're just delighted that in number 20, we have Ken Ham as our keynote speaker and Jim Tressel, who will be there to share as well. So mark it on your calendar, May 12th, and make sure your pastor and the staff of your church know so they can register before we shut this thing down. It's going to be at the Bridgewater Conference Center. This will be our second year there. Last year was our first year, and we were very, very pleased with the layout, the facilities, the food. They treated us royally. So this will be our second year at the Bridgewater Conference Center on Sawmill Road. May 12th, Pastor Appreciation Breakfast, Ken Ham and Jim Tressel. Get the word out, please. Encourage the staff of your church not to wait another day. They can register now. TheWordColumbus.com, TheWordColumbus.com. Pastor Appreciation Breakfast, number 20. Cannot believe it. Just, I can't believe it. All right, a couple of miscellaneous things I wanted to share with you. This could get very, very interesting. We've talked a little more than usual about politics today because we're in the election season. Super Tuesday is tomorrow. By the time you and I will be on the air, we're not going to know anything. There aren't going to be any exit polls. We're not going to know anything. We won't know anything probably till, I don't know, 7, 8 o'clock when projections will start to be made. But here is the headline. Federal judge orders Hillary Clinton deposition to address private emails. The judge says there is still more to learn. Here's the story. A federal judge today granted a request from conservative watchdog group Judicial Watch to have former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton sit for a sworn deposition to answer questions about her use of a private email server to conduct government business. Again, continuing with the story, Clinton has argued that she has already answered questions about this and should not have to do so again. But Washington, D.C. District Court Judge Royce Lamberth said in his ruling that her past responses left much to be desired. And I quote, "As extensive as the existing record is, it does not sufficiently explain Secretary Clinton's state of mind when she decided it would be an acceptable practice to set up and use a private server to conduct State Department business." The judge went on to recognize that while Clinton responded to written questions, quote, "those responses were either incomplete, unhelpful, or cursory at best." Simply put, her responses left many more questions than answers, the judge said. He went on to say that using written questions this time will only muddle any understanding of Secretary Clinton's state of mind and fail to capture the full picture, this delaying the final disposition of this case even further. Now, will she be able to refuse I don't think so. And of course, those of you who have any objectivity at all will remember. She could have gone to jail if one word of the FBI report from Comey at the time was not changed. I don't remember what the word was. Comey chose, it was highly unlikely, it was highly unethical, it was something to avoid the technical term that would have made the private email server actually illegal. So the case is not closed. Hillary Clinton still could be in some serious trouble. Oh, yeah, we will keep an eye on that. So a D.C. judge has ordered Hillary Clinton to sit down for a spoken verbal deposition, not just the written questions that she had answered before. Like I said, fascinating. All right, we'll be back.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
This is a topic that I don't enjoy discussing. I don't even want to, but because this is becoming so popular across America, we cannot ignore it. And that is this drag queen story hour thing that is sweeping America. It is. A few years ago, there were, you know, one or two of them with kids, and it is exploding in growth all over the country. There was one down in Lancaster that was stopped, thankfully. One up in Delaware that was stopped, thankfully. But these are coming to libraries and even churches. Last week, if you were listening, there was a United Methodist Church. I don't remember the state, but the United Methodist Church was sponsoring a drag queen story hour. Well, where does this lead? Right? Yeah. And again, forgive me for being so repetitious on this, but once you start traveling down a path, don't look where it will take you in 10 miles, 15, 20 miles, not even 100 miles. Look at where it will take you in 1,000 or 5,000. When you begin having men who are horribly confused about their own gender and their own sexuality, are you with me? Drag queens. Drag queens are men. They're not even transitioning. They're not transgender. They're just horribly confused. They like to pretend to be a woman. Now, who in their right mind would call that normal? It's abnormal. It's perverse. These men are sick. I mean, they are. I'm trying to be gentle. I'm trying to be kind. But they're sick. Want to dress up like a woman and dance in a sexual manner as a boy. It's anyway. Where does this lead? Because most of the libraries that are encouraging this, oh, it's just harmless. Well, I came across today a video. It's from TikTok. I have heard of TikTok. I'm not familiar with it at all, but it's a social media platform I've never used, probably never will use, but it's, I guess it's like Facebook, it's like Snapchat, anyway. There is a video going around on TikTok of a drag queen that is dressed in a, well, the the bottom is like less than a bikini bottom. This is a man pretending to be a woman, all right? Less than a bikini bottom. It's not quite a thong, but close. And there is a large crowd of adults in a room. I don't know where it is. The video doesn't say. But the adults have placed a young girl. She looks to me to be like 5, 6 years old. Probably 5 or 6 years old. The adults in the room have placed this little girl, this child, out in the middle. They're seated all around and standing all around. And this pervert in this scanty little costume starts dancing in a very, very sexually suggestive way around this little girl. And get this, the adults are applauding and encouraging it. And then this pervert gets on his hands and knees and starts crawling towards this little girl. And the adults go crazy. It is disgusting. It is sickening. It is almost vomit producing. And I find the most disgusting thing is not the pervert who is dressing and dancing sexually in front of this little girl, but the adults that are encouraging it. They've all got cell phones in their hand. They're recording it. They've all got drinks. I would assume that they're alcoholic. I don't know. But they are cheering like crazy as this man dressed as a woman dances around this little girl. Now, the next time a drag queen story hour comes someplace near to you, are you going to be silent? Are you going to be silent? Now, I have no idea whether the one near you will be as unbelievably perverse as this one. But if this is allowed and if this is encouraged, it will not become more modest. It will become more and more sexualized and more perverse, because that's what happens with human nature. Morality spirals downward, not upward. That little girl is being abused. And it's posted on mrctv.org. I would hope that officials would see this video and charge the dancer. Of course, I don't know what legal standing, but I think the adult should be charged as well. It's sick. It's perverse. And if we allow it, it'll come to your community.